So you'll be going back to India?
Yes, we are going today to San Francisco. 4 days we'll be there. Then we go to Honolulu. 2 days we go. There's a group in Honolulu also, Baba's group. And then I go to Osaka to see Expo 70 for a couple of days, only not more. And return home via Hong Kong. Yes, I have a paper factory in Pune. I make filter papers. If someone is very anxious to see Baba's miracle, living miracle, there is my paper factory. I describe that. It's no use, you know, I do not like to, give out my affairs. But sometimes they are instrumental in opening eyes of non-believers. You see, this paper factory I put up in, in 1945 Baba asked me to wind up my Persian business and come back to India. So I came. I did not do anything better for 45 to 60. Of course, my total winding up my business took me further 4 years, and entire business was wound up in 1949. For 10 years, I was partner in a business by Baba's orders with another of Baba's close disciples. This partnership, according to my business, was not giving me any profits or anything. But my profits were, I was all those years from 45 to almost 1958-59 with Baba, most of the time, on his trips, on his must tours, on his foreign tours, on staying with him for days and days, or sometimes 15 days, 1 month at Mehrazad. I was free to go wherever, whenever I liked. So I naturally had that benefit, which ordinarily if I was all the time engrossed in my business, I would not have had it. Well, in short, in 1959, my partnership was dissolved by Baba's orders again. And whatever was given to me, I had to accept, and I accepted. No accounts or anything. Let me complete this one. I don't want to describe much of it, but then how Baba works with his mandali, even that you should know that it's not just, as we call in yogurt and bananas in India. That means a good life, soft things, you eat good things. No, it's not so always. So in 1959 that partnership was dissolved. It was made by Baba's order, it was dissolved by Baba's orders. Then I had to do something. I had been all the time working. So a friend of mine suggested that I should put up a small handmade paper making unit to manufacture certain types of filter papers, ordinary. I agreed and I asked Baba, should I do this? He said, yes, go ahead and do it. I will help you. So I went into that business. I purchased the land first. And then I was not given permission to construct the factory on that land by the municipality. I tell Baba, and all my money was blocked up in that. 5 acres of land I had purchased. Not all my money, but a big chunk of my money went into the land. At that time, that land was barren. There was nothing. It's almost like a jungle. But it was very near to my house where I stayed. Every day I was running here and there. Baba said, go there, go there, you know, don't worry, don't worry. I said, it brought tears into my eyes that for 1.5 years I had to run to get the release of the land from the clutches of government. Otherwise they would pay me the price of the land that was in 1934. See, almost 26 years ago the price, which was just nothing. Baba always used to tell me, don't worry, don't worry. Water will come right up to here but will not enter your nostrils. You won't sink, he said. I am here to help you. You want money? I will give you money. Why worry about it? And your land is raw gold, he said. It is raw gold. Don't worry about it. But it took me 1.5 years to run, and I had no business, no other income or anything. I was eating all from my pocket. Terrible times. I was even not using my car. I used to say, oh, guess. I was bicycling. for my work. Many times I fell down from the bicycle also. You know my age today? I am 64. And it's not even easy in a country like India to go bicycling. Well, ultimately, then the land was released after 18 months almost. By fighting, by Baba's grace, of course, it was released. Then the land was released and the floods came. You people must be knowing that floods in Pune, those two dams, big dams burst. And Pune was totally flooded when Guru Prasad was almost on the verge of being flooded. Up to there, the floods had come. So, and I was relying on water for, you know, paper mill requires a lot of water. So I was relying on water on the canal that was running at the, that is why I purchased this land, because there was canal water available. Now the canals were dry. Bricks were not available, cement was not available, steel was not available, machineries were in difficulty. With the great difficulties, ultimately a factory on the initial phase was started in 1963. And on 20th June, Baba and Vimen Mandali came to the factory and that was the opening of the factory. Difficulties are not over yet. Then I had to still struggle. I finished all my money that I had in this factory. I had to borrow from bank. I had to borrow from my life insurance. Baba still said, don't worry, it is going to be very good. I am here, why do you worry? Well, the factory, till 1966, it did not give me any profit. Now for the water, but there was no water. So I had to request a neighbor who had a well, big well, to give me, allow me to use that water. I put an electric pump, Jai Baba, electric pump, and got what started getting water from that well and started my factory. But those people were such nasty, they were troubling me like anything. So all the expenses of laying the electric line, pump, everything I had done is from. One day, and he was creating difficulties for me to use that water. So one day through sheer exasperation, thought of that, why not have a bore in our own factory bore? So I consulted a friend that whether he could bore for a well for me economically. He said, he will do it economically, but you must first find whether there is water or not. I took the risk. Say factory was just like that. I said, we'll take it in one corner so that if the water can be pumped overhead without laying any additional lines, selected a spot. The drilling man says that, how do you know that exact at this spot I should dig? I said, well, take Mehr Baba's name and start digging. Don't worry. And believe me, at 3.5 feet I got water. In the rocks, in the rocky land, at 3.5 feet I got water. Everybody there, they were so, they brought pictures, they brought the coconuts as an auspicious occasion. And that way I got the water. Somebody asked me, what are you doing? So I started this factory. And I am making filter papers. I am not a technician. Neither I have any technical man in my factory. And yet we are manufacturing filter papers, highly technical qualities, which are being manufactured by most sophisticated machines. It is the only factory in India. It is the monopoly business. It has become a monopoly business. It is growing wildly, so much that I cannot cope with the business. This, who can do this? Who can give me water? Who can give me how to make filter papers? No one in India is making that. Just imagine. And over 60 types of filter papers and filter sheets for pharmaceutical industries, chemical industries, beer breweries, distilleries, wines, paints, varnish, synthetic resins, cosmetics, shampoos, hair oils, perfumes, innumerable things, transformer oil, mineral oils, insulating oils. For all these types, we make filter papers. Perhaps nowhere in the world also a small factory could make about 50 or 60 types of filter papers. How is it? How it can be possible? That is Baba, only Baba's grace, and if anyone wants to see the miracle, it is a living miracle here. Many highly technically qualified chemical engineers visit my factory. And they are just astounded to see that how you could make all these things. Have you any foreign collaborations? Have you any formulas for making these things from somebody? I said, yes, I have collaboration, but it is not foreign. Then I showed him Baba's pictures. You know, Rick Chapman makes these posters and he sends us everything. We cannot keep in our small house so many posters. So in my factory, in every room, every hall, there are big pictures hanging. And I showed him that, yes, this is the collaboration I got. Some of them even inquire about Baba, who is he and why, how is he. That is what I am doing now. Now let Adi talk.